Good morning and welcome to Bond Vigilantes TV. After a couple of very strong weeks for most risk assets, last week risk off sentiment has returned to the financial markets. This shift in sentiment has largely been driven by worries around Russia and even more so Turkey. In the case of Russia, new US sanctions have been proposed. And as for Turkey, the diplomatic tensions between Turkey and the United States have escalated further. And then on Friday, US President Trump authorized the doubling of US tariffs on Turkish steel and aluminium. In combination with Turkey's already very challenging situation, double-digit inflation, current account deficit, a high level of foreign currency debt and declining FX reserves, amongst other things, these developments have sparked a very sharp repricing of Turkish assets towards the end of last week. On Friday alone, the Turkish lira dropped by around 15% against the US dollar. Year to date, the lira is down more than 40% against the dollar. Meanwhile, the yield on Turkish local currency government bonds has been soaring to around 24% at the front end. So for now, as us investors, is now the time to get involved in Turkish assets. Of course, and undoubtedly, the pricing has come a very long way indeed. However, I still struggle to see any obvious catalyst that could trigger a swift reversal in investor sentiment towards Turkey. There has not been any emergency interest rate hike by the Turkish Central Bank as of now. The Turkish government has not announced any meaningful fiscal consolidation program, and the political tensions between Turkey and the United States have not eased off, quite the opposite actually, over the weekend. Any of these things can change quickly, of course, but as of now, I think I have the feeling that things could get worse before they get eventually better. And the situation doesn't only impact Turkish assets, of course. We also have to keep in mind the spillover effects into other parts of the financial markets. European banks in particular have become the center of attention in this sense because their exposure to Turkish non-financial institutions is somewhere north of $100 billion. Press reports released on Friday suggested that the European Central Bank has expressed concerns about this situation amid the sharp decline in the Turkish lira. But not all European banks are impacted equally, of course. Amongst those banks with the highest Turkey exposure are BBVA and UniCredit. On the bond side, consequently, higher beta debt instruments of these banks, for example, deeply subordinated contingent convertibles, so-called COCOs, have felt the pressure last week. On Friday, their credit spreads widened somewhere between 30 and 40 basis points, which are quite significant moves. But the big question is, of course, whether we should regard these market turbulences around Russia and Turkey as isolated, idiosyncratic events, or whether we as investors should regard them as alarm bells for the global economy as a whole. And on the one hand, I would argue that economic fundamentals are still reasonably strong in large parts of the world. Major economies are growing at a good pace. And if you look at emerging markets as a whole, the general trend has actually been towards healthier current account balances. So in this sense, Turkey has indeed been an outlier and a special case. So there are definitely reasons that still justify a rather bullish stance towards risk assets in general. However, we cannot ignore, on the other hand, that the worries around Turkey and Russia are creating yet another headwind for financial markets. And there are already quite a lot of these headwinds. We have the ongoing trade wars, we have a tightening of monetary policy, especially in the United States, and we have political uncertainty in Italy and also around Brexit, just to mention a few. And I think this interplay between these headwinds for markets and still robust economic fundamentals is going to promote market volatility going forward, and we as investors should position ourselves accordingly. That's all from us for today. Thanks for watching and see you next time.